This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel releases more plans on its Rafah strategy, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's ordered the military to prepare a plan to evacuate civilians from Rafah ahead of an expected Israeli invasion of the densely populated southern Gaza city. The announcement comes after heavy international criticism, including from the US, of Israeli intentions to move ground forces into the city. Rafah borders Egypt and is now home to hundreds of thousands of people living in sprawling tent camps after fleeing fighting elsewhere in Gaza. Israel says that after more than 4 months of war, Rafah's the last remaining Hamas stronghold in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif says he will seek to form a coalition government after his party trailed independent candidates backed by his imprisoned rival Imran Khan in parliamentary election results. Sharif had rejected the idea of an alliance a day earlier, saying he wanted a single party running Pakistan, but he changed his position after results showed candidates backed by Khan leading in the vote count, a surprise given claims by Khan supporters and a national rights body that the balloting was manipulated against him. Earlier on Friday, candidates from jailed former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan's party and their supporters protested against the delay of election results in the eastern city of Lahore. Analysts have predicted there may be no clear winner, adding to the woes of a country struggling to recover from an economic crisis while it grapples with rising militant violence in a deeply polarized political environment.